This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our military and our veterans. And let's not forget about our salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance, mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving along. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, and to make Flip happy, here we go. It's Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Flip is going nuts. He's jumping up and down all over the place over here, at least on the Internet.
He's happy.
Yep. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, to the people that are waking up this morning, we do have an affiliate up there in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, where they are feeling the full brunt of this storm right now. Came ashore as an 85-mile-an-hour hurricane with gusts to 105 miles an hour, and it's calmed down now to a tropical storm, but it's kind of a compact storm. Hurricane force winds were out about 25 miles from the center, and tropical force winds were out 125 miles. Quite a bit of rain, quite a bit of a storm surge along the coastline.
Yeah, we do pray for our fellow citizens down there, and that no one gets hurt in all this, these situations. But we thank God it's beginning to weaken just a bit, and that damage is minimal, if that's possible.
Except for the people without power.
Yeah, that's never fun, especially when it's hot like that, man. It's a pain, but we'll get through it.
Yep. Now, yesterday, a poll came out from Rasmussen Reports of Donald Trump's popularity hit 51%. That's 7 points higher than Barack Obama at the same time in his presidential run.
Well, he's doing more than 7 points worth of a better job than Ali Obama was doing at this particular time during his presidency. But one of the major reasons I think that things are getting better for the Trumpster as far as the polls is the job that he's doing on many fronts, not just dealing with the Corona China virus, but when you look at how he's dealing with economic issues, I think he's doing a good job, although I think that he needs to make sure that the upcoming package that Congress wants to pass is not super wasteful. such as $600 a week for people. That is more than many people would make if they go back to work. He's got to hang tough on that. But overall, I think he's doing a much better job. And as, you know, things continue, he'll continue to increase, I believe, in the polls as well. And when, of course, without attacking Uncle Joe Biden's mentality right now, it's just obvious what's going on in that situation. And when you look at who's surrounding old Joe Biden and the possibility of his running mate, I mean, people are going to be backing away from that situation.
Well, we do know this about the polls. We know that the polls are what they are. You can go and look at the Democratic loaded polls, the progressive left liberal polls, plus 5, plus 7, plus 9 Democrat advantage to begin with for your every even start. And then you say, well, how's the president gonna lead in one of these polls? Then you look at the Rasmussen polls and the ones that are being commissioned, that are not push polls of 250. They're polls of 1,000, 1,500, 2,500, whatnot. And you see Donald Trump leading in the battleground states, including Florida, and you see him leading in the country by just a little bit, but that's because the legitimate polls that we take a look at out there are just much better than taking a look at this other junk that's out there, and I call it junk. I can't think of anything else it would be.
That's all it is, Captain. These people are cheaters and this, that, and the other, and but one thing that does concern me is the mail-in situation, the mail-in balloting. You can harvest away. You can harvest better than a farmer with the mail-in balloting. And that's where I have a big concern, especially in places like Nevada, and I think it's 7 other states that have already legalized mail-in balloting. And you know how they can cheat like crazy in that situation. So that is a concern. They could cheat themselves into victory.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing. When you look at polls, you have to look at reliable, dependable polls that have been that way for several years. Rasmussen polls was right in 2012, right in 2016, and they're right again today. Unlike some of these other polls that couldn't get it right if you handed it to them on a silver platter. And I'm talking about CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, NBC. You see those names? Run. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, the caller hung up. All right, we'll be right back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is time for us to sit here and wait for something to open up called the Edwards Notebook, because when we do, you're going to hear the latest from Ron Edwards.
Recently, the Seattle Chief of Police informed business owners that they are on their own against rioters. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, city governments from Seattle to Atlanta to New York City have turned their collectivist backs to the residents and business owners. The Democrat mayors continue to literally allow the destruction of what were some of the greatest cities in the world. Why? Because of their leftist demonic philosophy that supports the Solonensky instructions on how to literally destroy our republic and replace it with a Venezuelan-style dictatorship with the financial backing of George Soros and other billionaires. The brutal street violence has been allowed because of the presidency of Donald Trump. The good president opposes the fundamental transformation of our republic and is working to build upon our strengths. The president places American interests above the interests of other nations, and that drives the domestic leftist crazy. Recently, the United Nations told President Trump to take federal troops out of Portland. It is now past time for the United States to defund the United Nations and withdraw from it and kick it out of this country. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. And while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on a buying spree. And now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has the largest selection in the state. Now, before you buy anywhere else, see Moss, because they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. Their goal is to never lose your business or over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Great job up there, team. Now, if you're searching for a new, improved service experience, Moss Service Departments also handle all makes and all models. And Moss Nissan and Acura's You Serve, You Save program applies to all vets, first responders, active duty military, pastors, and faith workers, too. And you will get 20% off the service at any of their dealerships. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, Newport, Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, with Moss Acura and MossNissan.com. By the way, tell them the captain sent you. Looking for that new or that certified pre-owned car? You got another $500 off the price. Not too shabby from where I'm sitting. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and that would be Ron Edwards is back. All right, listen, how do you approach this nonsense with this Nevada governor in the middle of the night, by the way? That was early Saturday morning. I was on the air, and this happened, I went off the air at 5 o'clock Eastern time, and this happened right about the time I went off the air that they voted in the all mail-in ballots.
Yeah, well, you know, he had to do it in the dark of night, because in the light of day, I don't think that people would have allowed this to happen. There would have been some blowback. He defended his decision, though, in a series of Twitter posts. He claims the measure will allow Nevadans to safely cast a ballot amid the outbreak of the novel Corona China virus. Well, to me, that's a bunch of bull capitalists with a hit. He also says that the bill will help prevent Nevadans from experiencing the long lines of polling locations they face during the primary election. Well, big deal. That's what happens. If a lot of people vote, there's sometimes some long lines. That's not a problem either. The guy, it's like I said earlier, these people want to cheat, and it's called through ballot harvesting, a practice by which the campaign or party operatives collect huge numbers of ballots. And
it's legal in two states, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Arizona and California.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. I mean, you can go to a nursing home and fill out a ballot for an old person or a dead person. It doesn't matter.
Or any old person. Could be your dog. Could be your cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Or a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a bunch of bull capitalists with here. It's got to be overturned. I mean, the Democrats, if they want to win elections, here's a hint for Democrats. If you want to win elections, come up with better ideas and be willing to do what is right concerning our republic, and you'll have a better chance of winning elections. Okay, pumpkins?
Well, the president is 100% right, plus another 900%. Let's give him 1,000%. Because there's a big difference, and the media is more than happy to conflate the two issues between absentee or traditional vote by mail and mass universal balloting,
yes,
which is what the Democrats have been pushing. And as you said, the voter harvesting. Now, the majority of states permit voters to cast ballots before Election Day, including via a ballot that's been mailed to a voter's home. We call that an absentee ballot, usually. And in a handful of states, a ballot is automatically mailed to every eligible voter. No request in the application is necessary, usually. But the Democrats are pushing for everyone to receive a ballot, whether they requested it or not.
Yep.
And there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
You send 10 ballots to a house where 9 people that used to live there are dead. Maybe it's an apartment house. You get illegal immigrants. You get people who moved. You get cartoon characters winding up. You get Mickey Mouse, Abraham Lincoln, Dappy Duck, whatever. And that's what goes on, and you are absolutely right.
Yeah, and this is what concerns me. You have good people like Senator Marco Rubio, who's also not concerned about the mail-in voting. And if Republicans like that are not concerned, and this thing, you know, becomes more, you know, a practice around
Well, now,
the country.
Wait. I got to stop you there, because I watched Marco Rubio being interviewed about that last night, and he was concerned about the mail-in voting.
Okay, well, somebody's lying here, because I'm looking at a story right now.
From
as
who?
I speak.
From who?
It's Newsmax. Despite President Donald Trump's warnings about the dangers of mail-in voting amid the global Corona China virus pandemic, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is keeping faith it will not be abused in his state.
Well, he had faith, but he also didn't have much of anything else. Now, hold on, we got a caller. Good morning, caller. Is this our favorite question asker again?
The very same and only.
Let's get it done.
Anyway, okay. Can we have Trump emphasize back to getting making manufacturing jobs, in other words, making stuff in this country, and yet, and also to work our infrastructure, which will also make jobs, and emphasize vocational training in school. The point is putting people back to work and not Chinese to work. All right, that's it, Captain.
Yeah, well, I think he did that yesterday by signing the H-1B stuff, right?
Yeah, what was the end of what the gentleman said?
Talking about emphasizing putting Americans back to work and not hiring people from out of the country and all that, or anywhere else.
Yeah,
and he's doing that. He's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done that. He signed something yesterday.
Yeah,
and beautiful
to stop the H-1B visa folks from coming in.
And he also, I believe, has gotten rid of a gentleman who was making $8 million a year in government. Over a government department. I forget which department it is, but he announced it yesterday. And, in fact, the guy sent a note while they were having a meeting there with the president and the vice president and others, sent them a letter to a note to the president saying that he was reversing course. But, of course, it's too late. He's still going to get fired, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But that was funny. It was a government department where they would hire foreigners and have Americans train them, and then they'd be let go in place of these foreigners who were hired in.
Now I got to ask you a question. Did you see the George Floyd body cam video that leaked out there that wasn't supposed to be out there because
I read about it. I did not see the video, but I did.
You need to take a look at it, and we need to comment about it on Thursday, because what I saw was a combatant individual from the very beginning that they were having a problem trying to just, say, here, sit down, do whatever. He didn't want to do any of that. Well, I can't breathe. Oh, I'm claustrophobic. Oh, and you name it, everything going on there. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful or anything like that, because what happened to him just never should have happened to anybody. But what led up to all of that was obvious that the subject, suspect, or whatever you want to call him, was not cooperating.
Yeah, that's what I read in the story, that he was not cooperating.
Not at all.
And but at the same time, they should, once he was subdued and, couldn't do anything, he could have at least taken his knee off of his neck.
Yeah, you would think. All right, well, we got to run. Here comes the music, and I will talk to you on Thursday, so stay low and out of trouble.
All right, absolutely. You take care and God bless.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, Flip, I got to get it right. That's Ron Edwards. And we'll be right back with more. And the little Brookster, that little red-haired stepchild, is going to be on here, Brooke says.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. During a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association, he said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peets, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And right now we are talking, we're going to be talking with Brooke Emery, the little red-haired spitfire, who's going to be on the radio here in just a second. But I got to remind you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, you know, we've all been experiencing something that we've never been through before, and that's the one of the big changes of having to wear a face cover, like it or not. You got to do it, and you can either do it the cheap old way, or you can do it a way that really does protect you. Now, the kind you use really does matter, because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, in stock right now and ready to ship to you right away. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable, about 30 cents per day, and one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven right into the fabric that will enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. You order today by going to BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout. Save 20%. Now, again, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. Well, Here she is, the little red spitfire herself, Brooke Emery. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. Now, let's start talking about something, and I don't feel sorry for this woman. I'm sorry, I don't, because had I been the police chief in Seattle, I would have stood up against that mayor, Portland, the whole nine yards, but that's just me talking, male, female, whatever. And she's concerned because they did a big protest in front of her house, and they got dressed up in black and, you know, white people, and they were in front of her home, and they tried to intimidate her, which they did because she said she wanted the city council to do something about it, I guess pass legislation or something. So what do you think about all this?
Well, I just think it's so funny because these are people that claim, and once and again, it's white liberals claiming to be black, in support of Black Lives Matter, and that yet they're in front of a black woman's house to intimidate her. So I just want these things to be shared far and wide. It has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Even if it was black people, it's not about Black Lives Matter. It's not about black lives. It's about intimidation, suppression, and control. They want to intimidate anybody. Here's a woman, a black woman in Seattle who's a police chief in Seattle. Not a lot of black people in Seattle, I don't think, okay? So she's pushing back in a way that, first of all, most other police chiefs are not doing it, okay? But that really pisses them off when it's a black woman who stands up against the white liberals. They do not like that.
No.
So that's one of the reasons why they're doing it, and that needs to be shared far and wide because it's this whole thing is a complete fraud.
Well,
it's to intimidate.
The commander-in-chief or queen of the country, Nancy Pelosi, is currently engaged in some sort of whatever with the Senate and with President Trump and with his people, trying to come to some sort of deal. Obviously, she wants the $3 trillion plus or whatever it is. The administration wants $1 trillion, so they're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle. But Nancy apparently is holding out for that $600 a week unemployment for the those people till the end of the year. Now, that to me, that's wrong. That's just plain wrong.
Yeah, well, the translation is until the election. That's really what it's about, so that she can have the people. There's a certain percentage of businesses that will not be able to reopen, and therefore the economy will not be able to be full steam ahead. It's all about the election, and that's what that is. You know, it is absolutely unbelievable that the Republicans signed on to send people $600.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But even so, fine. It happened, right? You get your state. It's, you know, it's stupid. But from this point going forward, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. The maximum it should be, if they're going to do something, okay, if they're going to do a supplemental, $200 max, and I'll tell you why. Because that's the equivalent of having a job, basically.
You're up to $400 a week based from wherever the low
exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have to decide, you know, some people are going to stay home regardless, okay? But other people who are staying home, I know a couple of situations. I know a restaurant near me and a restaurant in Tampa where they said, you know, the people are staying home because they're getting the money. Now, I do have to qualify that some of these people might be mothers with children. So they're staying home because they can't send their kids to school or whatever, they have childcare or whatever. But in general, you cannot be giving that much money because people are just going to stop working. And then you're going to have that moron from New York say, oh, well, don't go back to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she already did that.
Well, let's talk about her because she got a big surprise. Now, Barack Obama endorsed all these candidates for re-election, and who did he forget?
Isn't that stunning? It's not stunning.
It's not stunning. The two of them went at it. Remember, to begin with, she was not a fan of Barack Obama.
Really?
Yep.
I remember something about that. What, mm-hmm. She said he wasn't hard enough, I guess. And I think,
yep.
You know, now that I think about it, I think Omar kind of said the same thing. She's glad that he was black, I guess, whatever.
Yep.
But that, you know, very interesting. Well, we'll see what happens because his endorsements haven't counted for much anyway. So,
you think?
You know. No, yeah. I mean, he has a losing record.
All right.
Rush mocks him all the time. I think it's hilarious.
And, of course, we've got to go.
Oh, wait. I just want to talk about him, though. That scene at John Lewis's funeral was absolutely despicable.
I know it.
absolutely despicable that he hijacked that funeral like that.
Yeah. Now let's
bitter. He's bitter. He's not hoping to change it anymore.
Let's talk about gun sales. I got a gun show coming up this weekend down in Sarasota, Saturday and Sunday. And gun sales are way up. And all we heard in the past weekend over the, talking head shows was, well, we need to close the loophole at the gun shows. We need to close the hole. Does Tammy Duckworth, Senator Tammy Duckworth, not know that they have to do the same damn things at the gun show they have to do at a gun store?
No, and not only that, but people get arrested at the gun show for trying to, when they have outstanding warrants for trying to buy a gun.
You bet.
So she's not very smart. And it has, here's the thing that's really sad. Democrats think their voters are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they are. Okay, because they believe stupid stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to have, no gun, if they're doing that, they're buying it in the parking lot, and there's nothing you can do to stop that. They could buy it under a tree in front of 7-Eleven.
Sorry.
No gun dealer is going to risk selling their gun to someone who's not licensed.
Nope.
And capable of having a gun, because they're going to lose their license.
Yep.
And worse.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about the worse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing is complete farce, and it's because their voters are uninformed.
Okay,
and emotional.
Little Dr. Fauci, never mind. Never mind the testimony about Jordan. Let's talk about this one. Little Dr. Fauci yesterday comes out and says, well, the state seeing a virus surge should consider a new lockdown. Really?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say this. That guy needs to be tried for treason. I'm serious. Who the hell is he? And that interview with Jordan was unbelievable. How he waved him off and how he was smiling and arrogant because Jordan was going after him. This guy is literally, he should be tried for treason. I'm serious. Because what he is doing to this country, that little half pint, you know, it's shocking that he's getting away with it. You know, Trump just ignores him. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even said it, basically.
Now let's,
I think in the interview with Dave Portnoy.
Now, let's switch over and talk about the Trump polls, because the Rasmussen Report poll came out yesterday showing the president at 51% approval. That is 7 points higher than Barack Obama at the same point in his presidency.
Yes, and of course, all of the naysayers are saying, they're saying two things. One is they're saying, well, Obama didn't have to brag about his ratings. Well, Obama also didn't have 94% negative coverage. But
right.
They're also saying that, the Rasmussen favors Trump. And I'm like, well, I don't agree. I think it's, you know, obviously we're going to like, you know, Trump likes positive polls, right? Of course, he's not going to mention the ones that are negative. But I think it's telling, and I love the fact he does that to rib the left and to rib Obama about the poll differential in his versus Obama's. But they always poll Democrats higher in any other poll.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that I definitely think whatever that poll number is, he's always doing better than whatever they say.
All right, here's the deal. Tell everybody how to hear you.
Brook Talks America, Saturday, 7 p.m. on this station. Get it done.
Bye.
God bless.
Yep.
Bye.
Talk to you next week. And that's Brooke Emery. Brooke says, BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. Check her out. Find out what she's all about there. And I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shocker?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, we'll have a few showers around and some afternoon thunderstorms. It's going to be muggy. Of course, that's what happens after a storm leaves and goes away. The winds today will be out of the west all day long. They'll start out this morning at about 5 to 10. This afternoon, they'll be around at about 10 to 15. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature right now is at 91 degrees. The bay water temperature at 88. We had our high tide come in at 4:46 a.m. Our low tide's coming around at 8:08 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay being the home port right here in the Tampa Bay area. They are the largest the largest franchise with 509 boats and 30 ports of all the locations in the Freedom Boat Club system. Now, there are 232 locations across the country, and there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, I'll tell you what. If you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, then why not invest the money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Because since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitized too. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So here's what you do. You call the Freedom Boat Club today, toll free, all across the country, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, when you join, you get reciprocity at all the other locations across the country. Now, they also have three locations in Canada. And they also have three more locations in, you ready, France. Parlez-vous français? Oh, boy. So, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. By the way, folks, today in Haiti, in Guatemala, and other countries in the developing world, COVID has created a food crisis. Day laborers that can't work, informal markets that are closed, food that's scarce, access to food is effectively cut off, and families are unable to earn the dollar or two a day that they need to prevent hunger from becoming starvation for their children. Now, when there's a crisis, you rely on reputable organizations you know will ensure every dollar does the most good. And today, I'm partnering here with the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with Food for the Poor, and you get emergency food relief directly into the hands of starving children with them. Now, your one-time gift of $111 will provide three children emergency food for 6 months. If you can give $185, you'll feed five children for 6 months. Question is, folks, how many children do you want to save? So make the most of your generous gift today by calling 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673. Or 855-353-HOPE. And you can give online also at letstalkfaith.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner that's there. So make a difference for a child today at letstalkfaith.com. All right, let me go on up here and see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ross, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. By the way, I did send $25 today just because you said to for Food for the Poor along with my other charitable contributions. Just, and I put Matt Bruce, and I wrote Captain Matt Bruce, by the way. That's what we did. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. Minnesota, why don't we just give the crooks our money and our house and our keys and our cars and what? This city council, what, are you idiot? This is the Democrat Party. You don't see Joe Biden condemning this. You don't see these clowns, Democrats condemning this, huh? This is who they are. You understand? This is who they want to take what's yours and make you suffer. Okay? Why don't they say let's get Google and take Facebook's money and Google's money and Apple's money? Why don't they do that? Okay, but no, because they're all in on it together. And Steve Ballmer with the NBA, nobody's watching the NBA, the Chinese basketball. I've nicknamed the Chinese Basketball Association and the Democrat Party the Chinocrats. Okay, because you're all owned by China, you're paid by China, you do everything China says, and you sell your kids for a dollar to sell the country out. Get out of my face, you unholy piece of crap. We're standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad to see those people in California going to church, and we're standing with our cops and our military. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, we appreciate his call. And, you know, there's just so much going on in the world in which we live that it's hard to even sometimes keep track of it. But most people get it. They see these violent protesters out there in the streets as criminals, which is exactly what they are. And most voters who view the ongoing violent protests against police as primary criminal in nature think that they'll only make the criminal justice system in America worse. Because a lot of these people, when they get arrested, what happens to them? They get released. They get released of their own recognizance, no bail. They just walk right out the door to do it again. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. And whoever cooked up this deal ought to be strung up by the thumb somewhere. I'm telling you, unbelievable. Now, just 32% of likely U.S. voters believe that mob violence that's continued for weeks, I might add, in several major cities is primarily legitimate and the outrage caused by the police and what they've been doing. 57% think instead that it's mostly criminals taking advantage of the situation, while some 12% aren't sure and they'll never have a clue. Now, do you remember the rioting that flared up in Ferguson, Missouri when this all kind of started back in 2014, and then 2015 we had the riots in Baltimore? This is all similar. This is all similar. And like those protests, the current mob violence is aimed at alleged race-driven police brutality, but only 21% of the voters thinks it's likely to improve the criminal justice situation in America, while 51% believe the mob violence will make the criminal justice situation worse. And 17% says, well, it won't have any impact, while another 12% are walking around with their heads up in a cloud and don't have any idea what they're looking at. So again, here we go. Here we go. What on earth are they thinking? Well, maybe they're not. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're not. So we'll just go with that for a second. But voters also think the big city leaders out there in places like Portland and Seattle, where violence has got on for weeks, that reporters are helping this along too. And boy, ain't that the truth. Alrighty, well, getting ready to go. Got to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor before I do, because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Don't forget, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that can't do that sort of stuff. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. All right. I got to pack up the boat and float out the door. And I'll see you all tonight on the Ray Didio. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay safe. God bless.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.